Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I'm very excited. I'm expecting, actually, some thank you notes and maybe a flower arrangement to come in the mail. Listeners thanking us for working on a federal holiday.
Columbus Day.
It's a federal holiday?
It is.
I can't imagine people wouldn't go to work because it's Columbus Day.
Well, if they don't ask you to come to work.
Yeah. You know? Did we ever take Columbus Day off?
Occasionally. It was a floater,
oh,
as I used to say.
No, that was probably in the lazy days, the early days.
So I was talking back at JFK. I don't think we ever got it off here. We're actually calling ship to shore in honor of the holiday.
Pronto, pronto, pronto.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey, that was one extra ring. Hey, I guess we got to forget that editing, huh? Jesus Christ, what's going on there? That's a four ring. How come you give me one with the four rings when it had three for 25 friggin' years?
Well, I think it has to do with the technology, Chris. You know, ship to shore, it's not like a cell phone. It's a big
Bobby,
delay.
Bobby, Boo, Oscar, good to see how you boys do. It's been a long time, huh?
The man who ostensibly discovered America, Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus, yes, sir. Great to be with you boys. How you doing? Happy Columbus Day, huh?
Hey, Christopher.
How you doing?
Things have changed over the last...
Turn that primo off. What's that?
What? Things have changed so much in navigation, the world of navigation.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, what I would have done with a GPS, I wouldn't have been bumping into all those islands. You know, everything. You know, every 5 days. Hey, there's one. America. There's one. America. Look, hey, I discovered America. Ah, for Christ's sake, I'm just like wallowing around in the Bahamas and the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, you discovered it 10 times, didn't you?
Oh, God, it's just ridiculous. On and on they went. You know, it's the same routine. He said the same routine every time we land on an island. You know, we get to the island, we put it down in the rowboats, we rowboat to the island, then we give them all our diseases, then we come back and get on our ship, and then we wave at them, we say, hey, you're gonna die, you have a good time, okay, bye-bye now, don't eat that fruit.
You are so cranky, but I guess for a 600-year-old man, you know.
How old?
I'm saying, how old am I? Roughly 600, I would think.
Okay, well, maybe a little older than that, don't you think? Hey, no, it was 1492, wasn't it?
Huh? See, you add 600 to 1492.
What do you get, 2,000?
2092.
Okay, so okay, Mr. Mathematician. I didn't go to VCU, okay? I didn't do that.
But
all right, I understand what you're saying.
But the thing is, you didn't go to VCU, but you discovered VCU.
Oh, yeah, discovered VCU, William & Mary, all the other places. Harvard, Yale, you know, I got them all. That's
hey,
right. Yeah.
Where are you? What boat are you on right now?
I'm on the Santa Maria, where I always spend. That's where I have my number one cabin. That's my number one go-to. That's where I keep my stash, if you know what I mean. I discovered marijuana. You don't know that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, you discovered it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They bring this weed on. I said, what's that? He said, hey, you want to know? I said, hey, Paco, what's that? We pick Paco up in South America. And so he says, try this right now. And I said, oh, my God, that's amazing. My head feels like it's swimming in a pool underwater. So but there's no water. I'm just out of the ground, hey.
Did you pick up people along the trip, and did you come via South America?
Oh, yeah, we picked up people. We picked up, various sexual transmitted diseases.
Sure.
We got a lot of stuff. And we picked up everything. We get babes, you know, a different island. We get, you know, they had the bigger boobs. We say, hey, put them on the boat. They're going to be on. I want a new housekeeper. That's what I want right now. Look at those areolas. Jesus.
So I didn't realize you were, you know, there's people coming and going, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Can I say my traditional greeting? I just want to say I want to put the giant Christopher Columbus middle finger up to that Leif Erikson guy, okay? He's a poser. He tries to steal my thunder. Vikings, my hairy ass, okay? Vikings, my hairy ass. I'm the one. I'm a numero uno guy, okay? That's why we got the club, okay? Do they have a bunch of Knights of the Vikings? No, they got Knights of Columbus. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right, fellas?
You're right. And also, there you go. Question, I know it's amazing that you hold the grudge after all these years.
Well, you know, it's
how do you feel about Amerigo Vespucci? You know, they named the country after him.
Oh, man, that guy, he doesn't even know. He doesn't know which way's up. You know, he can't tell his ass from a hole in the ground, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Well, you also stole his first girlfriend.
Yeah, well, I did. You know, first of all, that's the culture, okay? You go back in those days, 1492, you go over there and you find out everybody, okay? If you're not looking and you got a babe that's got some nice cleavage that she's jamming in my face and she looks better in her uniform than I look in mine, then I'm going to tap it, okay? And that's exactly what I did. I tap, tap, tap all over the world. That's right. I got babies from here to wherever, you know, Panama, Venezuela. It don't matter at all, you know, but especially St. Croix.
Yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
Whoa. Oh my God, that's a romantic place.
Now,
oh
when you
God.
Would date, what was your method? Did you have to take them out? Did you wine them? Did you dine them? Or did you just
Well, first of all, I had a name. You know, that doesn't hurt. You know, I mean, as far as when you got a big name, you know yourself.
It doesn't what?
It doesn't hurt.
You know, sometimes, Chris, it's funny. Hurt. I forget how your accent encompasses so many different facets.
Well,
of
here's
all
the
thing. Places you went.
I'll tell you how it works. I go to a seaport anywhere around the world. All
sure.
right, you take any seaport anywhere around the world, and yeah. there'd be a wench. She'd be serving, and I call her over there. Usually I have my friends, my mates call her over, and she's sitting down. And so the conversation would go something like this. Oh, man, am I tired? Yeah. She said, you're tired? Why are you so tired? I said, oh, I got to be honest with you, honey. I've been discovering the world. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. And she says, you're not. I said, yes, I am. Come on, into my bed, into that giant, biologically stained feather bed up over the bar. Yeah, baby.
Oh,
bing, bang, boom, bing, bang.
Did you ever bang them on the boats?
Oh,
no.
Oh, well, we lived on the boats. How are we not supposed to bang them on the boat? You know,
well,
it goes island,
filthy.
Boat, bang, back to boat, onto island. Hopefully she doesn't have a sore.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. But none of that funny business, okay? Let me just
what
say.
Do you mean?
Christopher Columbus only went right in the front door of every island, if you know what I'm talking about, okay? Christopher Columbus didn't tunnel underground, if you know what I'm talking about, okay?
What if there had been a lot of rum?
There was a lot of rum. I'll tell you something.
Yeah,
a lot
I mean, 'cause you know
rum.
What? God, if you thought that the Virgin Islands were America, I
yeah,
can imagine
right.
that sometimes when you were in the rack, you might have made a few wrong turns as well.
Well, you know, the fact is, at sea, months and months without women, you know, I looked the other way. Okay? I got to look the other way. You got a sailor, you got one sailor. He might look a little bit like, who's that guy? Johnny Depp, right? Okay, so you got a guy that's out there. He's at sea for like 6 weeks in a row, maybe 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to let the boys have fun. You know, you give them a little grog down below.
That
Do
happens in
grog?
Prison.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry. What am I talking about, grog? I ain't British. We had a red wine. Nice red wine. And so, you know, it's like, what would you, kind of they give the younger, prettier guys a choice. You want to be keelhauled, dragged under the ship with all the barnacles, or do you want to, play Misty for a night? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, every now and then it would sound like the cast of Deliverance was having a dress rehearsal down in my hold of my ship.
It's
okay. It's okay. It's just so sad. Yeah.
It's just so sad. I read in my history books, they never mentioned poor Paco.
Yeah. Oh man, I tell you. Well, I'm looking at my hourglass here, and I say, oh boy, there's some trees along the horizon. Looks like we're going to be getting into port. I hope we get to the port by 5-6 o'clock. I want to catch the early afternoon show of Annabelle.
Oh, do you still love movies?
Oh, I love movies. Oh my
How
God,
do, you
do
movies?
I love
Cause
movies?
Because you go way back. You go back to the 1400s.
Yep. Well, you know, we go far enough back. We don't watch movies like you watch movies. We get VHS.
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're watching WXPD News, New York.
Good morning, I'm Chuck Dawes, filling in for the ailing Jack Burns. Our top story today, a number of Staten Island teens have assembled in front of their high school to sign a virginity pledge. Veteran reporter Herb Welsh is on the scene, who today is celebrating his 61st year at our network. Now tell us, what's happening at the rally?
Here with Michael Fitzgerald.
Hey, how you doing?
You don't look like a Fitzgerald to me. Right, what's this all about?
Well, we just feel that there's like too much pressure on teens these days, like sex-wise.
And there you have it. Don't believe the hype. Central Park remains unsafe for women after dark. Back to you, Chuck.
No, no,
what?
Herb, no.
What's that?
Ask him how many students are involved in taking the pledge.
I don't take orders from mannequins.
Come on, Herb.
I know you're smooth down there.
Ask him if the pledge is affiliated with the school.
Stick a zag nut in its sideburns.
All right. Please just ask the question.
Excuse me. Okay, I am the president of the school's abstinence association.
Well, there you have it. The Ruskies have a monkey in outer space. So that's lights out for Uncle Sam. Back to you, Chuck.
No, Herb! Herb, why don't you talk to that organizer?
Why didn't your wife take your last name?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25.5 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, he's number two. He's a defensive back from Minneapolis. He's a freshman. It's Malik Rucker. Hi, Malik.
All right. Did the Hawks win this weekend? I didn't pay attention.
I'm sure if they played, they had a good chance at winning.
What a horrible thing to say on KCJJ, that we're all sitting here and we didn't pay. I promised to do better, and I promised to pay more attention. I know I saw some people that were taking shots of the stadium. I think it was Kinnick this weekend. So
I think it was
we'll actually get an update for you.
Black and Gold weekend. It's the game we went to several years ago where you dress in black and gold by section. So when you see the stadium, it's black, gold, black, gold, black,
gold. The girls' volleyball team had a great practice.
Yes, Oscar hopes those are streaming practices. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
How come?
Because they get it. Okay, it is on me now.
Why?
There's two routes I can go here. I can be honest, or I can tell you. Blinds.com is our sponsor. I got plantation shutters from Blinds.com for an incredibly good price. They have some of the best prices in the business. You are not going to regret dealing with them, and it is a do-it-yourself company. They are here. They are in my dining room. They are waiting to be installed, and tomorrow is the day of the project.
Oh,
now,
you know,
I have never described myself as handy. Now, this project, in my humble opinion, should have been completed by me this weekend. But
sure.
I didn't do it because that's just the way I am, you know. And you know I've been in depleted health lately, so
yes.
I didn't get to it this weekend. However, they are sitting there looking at me, and tomorrow is the day that I will be installing my plantation shutters. Do it yourself from Blinds.com. Blinds.com offers all the top names to make your windows look their best, and they offer free samples, so there's no guesswork. Plus, their sure-fit guarantee means that installation is always a snap, and if you don't want to measure or install, no problem. Blinds.com can do that, too. Save right now during October. You can upgrade your home with new blinds from Blinds.com. You can get 15 to 20% off select designer window treatments from top brands with a free cordless upgrade. Also, Norman brand products, that includes their child and pet safe designer shutters, are 20% off. Plus, free shipping on most orders. And remember, Blinds.com offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Give your house a gift. If you need blinds right now, this is the place to go. Blinds.com. Okay, hail, hail. The gang is all here.
Hello, hello, hello.
There is no better way to start a show on a Monday, in my humble opinion, than with an old-fashioned controversy.
Oh, do you have one?
And we have a controversy. We have a major controversy. Last night, right before, it's always Sunday that these things happen because people tend to alert me. I receive a text message, and within the sentence it says, "I'm not trying to rile things up." When I read that, I know that's someone who is exactly trying to rile things up.
Right.
And let me see if I can paraphrase the gist of this. The Big O and Dukes, which you can link to on our website, and I think it goes in the same direction. Back and forth, baby. Oscar does his show that he
truly loves. BigOandDukes.com.
And the Big O and Dukes show. And you know, I've pressed Oscar for 4 years.
Yeah, he tried to have me quit the show many times. I remember that.
I've had them, I've said, you know, who do you love more? You know, who's your loyalty to? And Oscar, because he's more afraid of Chad than he is of me, always ends up saying, well, it's Chad. Chad's who
I'm not afraid
live
of
and die.
Chad
I,
or you.
Now, on that show,
my loyalties lie there because I started that show.
Now, on that show, which one are you?
Which
are you Big O?
May I be allowed, gentlemen, in this room to set this up? May I just set
Absolutely.
This up, and then
Please.
We can have all the give and take that we want. But the gist of the email was that Oscar was on
the Big O and Duke show,
right.
And he was saying things about whose show it is. And then
I can
Chad
give you the exact question.
Pressed him. Well, I have the tape.
Okay.
So I
you prepared a presentation?
I rarely do that, but I mean, when it's this good,
I love this.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have played it if I didn't like it. But I mean, the fact is, no, I just went.
That's a
window, if I was really pissed, if I was really pissed, it would have been. I said, everyone, step out of the room. I'm going to wait till Oscar gets in here.
That's right.
But no, so as everybody knows, Oscar and I had a fight a couple of weeks back.
I totally forgot about that fight.
And it was I'm glad you did, and I'm glad nothing affects you on any emotional level whatsoever, and I'm glad that you are effing Iron Man. I'm happy for you. So congratulations with that. So to make a long story short, I'm hip to this, and then I see there's a thread about it, and in the thread, I think our good friend Adam Sternberg said, I bet we'll hear about it tomorrow. Well, I'm nothing
Thank you,
if
Adam.
Not predictable. Adam, yes, of course I'm going to talk about it. How can I not talk about this?
Good
and
Adam what said, it, what it, I wonder if maybe Mike is going to talk about this.
I wonder if he's going to talk about the fact that Oscar goes on the other show, says it's not his show, that the Big One Duke show is his show, but this is not his show, even though he's been on it for 4 years. I don't understand what's going on.
So I go and I listen to this, and as I'm listening to it, I said, yeah, all right. I mean, it's like I've heard that before. I've heard the I've heard that shtick before. But there, the thing I think what this spotlights, this tape, is that you do exist in two different worlds. You exist in the world. Big O and Dukes is a would it be best to describe it as a more concentrated following of people there. You've got your horde there. They're people that actually are.
That's their studio audience, right?
We're not going to have people come in and watch the show here, but we'll have people that will go out to Reno.
Oh, we have.
What would be the difference in the audience? You give me that. What would be the difference besides the age demographic, which you guys love to.
It's definitely the demographic.
Opie and Anthony it all day long.
Definitely
Chad and Oscar are going to be 25 for 44 more years. So get ready for that. They are terrified of anything that would tip their hand about being
so
old.
Luckily, you realize Mike Bart Simpson has aged more than they have.
Exactly. Yes.
I would say that the biggest difference is our content on the program. And really the content that we put on there really skews to a younger age, but we have a different take on the content. That's it. And we're both
would it be safe to say formatically
yes.
that I probably include more old school radio formatics.
No, you
in
have
our show.
You have benchmarks every show.
When
right?
I say formatics, I'm
yeah,
talking
okay,
about
yeah,
like
yes.
how
the
I
structure.
Set the
there's
show
news,
up with an intro and I put sound effects
yes.
and there's more of that on this show. Yeah, right?
And that's because that's the way your show has always been.
Right.
Right. And I'm comfortable
show,
with it. And it also works better for our sponsors too.
I agree. So our show it has a different form. It's a same format as you would say hot talk radio, right?
Okay.
But it's a little looser and it's just the content that's driven from it comes from two different areas.
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Where
now, one of the things that, Oscar, that I've observed I don't listen to a lot of any of the shows on the network. I don't. I get done with this show. I put a lot into this show, and I don't live it, breathe it. I wish I listened to more because there's incredible content. And I mean this. I really know. I mean this. I mean, we have so many great shows. The brand new one with Tony Perkins and Gary Stein.
Absolutely.
We've got Cake and Cookies. We've got Tech 411, Robin Joe. It's Mickey. I mean, they're all.
Marcus
I'm
Sirtis
very proud.
Show.
I'm proud of. And the Americast as well. I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of.
Pride is a funny thing, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. I'm
it
very
is.
Proud of everything that we offer because a lot of people get a lot of it. But one of the themes that Chad will occasionally go back to, and I guess maybe Drab, I don't know if Drab involves it, is Oscar being a chameleon.
Chad's deal.
Chad's thing, calling you a chameleon.
He's right, though.
But
so
you,
funny.
Well, he is
I
right.
Myself,
I've worked,
I call,
with you. I've worked with you for 4 years.
I would
and I think
call
you
myself
are
a utility player.
Okay. Yeah. See, a chameleon
that's
is about
what I would call
it's about changing color, Mike.
Yes,
that's what a chameleon
yeah.
does. It's a
well. Let's do
sorts.
This.
You have
let's
to be.
Let's listen to the tape, and
all right.
I'll tell you now. Listen, let me preface this, and I'm going to help my buddy Oscar out here. Okay.
Oh, there's no need for help.
Well, no, there might be.
Okay.
Let me just tell you why, because
Mike,
there is
every chameleon needs a heat lamp.
There is.
They die.
There
otherwise.
Is the core of people that might think. That there is that it's kind of there's a tone that might be a little dismissive about you and me, Rob, as far as us being old with our material.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. I want to say this. Oscar was in here over the weekend with me working on our new setup here. Oscar puts a tremendous amount of effort into this show, and he is all in. And Oscar and I have worked together for a long time. And we're not going anywhere. And the fact is, I love Oscar. I love Rob. I love working with you guys. Nothing's going to change. However, with that said,
right?
Listen to these F-sticks talk about our show. Okay, let's listen to this right now.
Seven, when Joan Rivers died, Oscar agreed with Chad that the celebrity die in Three's gimmick was terrible. Then on the Michael Mara show, Mike says Joan Rivers has died, and Oscar responded,
context.
I wonder who's next, Dane Cook. Which is the true Big O, Robin Portland.
Yeah, well, if you listen, Robin Portland, if I remember correctly.
Big Fody. Hey!
Mike had said Robin Williams and mentioned who was next. It was so Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, and I said Dane Cook as a joke because clearly Dane Cook does not shouldn't be even mentioned with Robin Williams and Joan Rivers. So that's where that came from. It was actually a joke. I remember. Nobody laughed at it.
All right. Well, let's stop right there. All right. So that's the first. I will, incidentally, every diminishing reference, I will.
No one did laugh.
I will hit with it. So that's the first one
and
where
you
it's
know
gonna,
what? That's
no one laughed at it. We're too stupid. And so let me just put this in here. There's the Dane Cook joke.
Because
I think really once you spotlight it, you can establish it as effing hysterical.
What I love is that, even though he is a comedian, there are things on both shows that are common, like the joke that no one laughs at. These are the traits that really
happen to Chad all the time. He'll make
so
a joke
Oscar,
and
let me
he'll
just
highlight
say this,
that nobody laughed at it.
But based on that, it's Robin Williams and Joan Rivers and Dane Cook.
I didn't need a big crowd laugh. I just wanted a giggle. I got nothing.
I understand.
I understand.
Snicker. So,
not a
giggle. But remember that bell, because those are the ones when I call diminishing references to the Michael Mara show.
I actually think I laughed at myself during that joke.
Nothing. I do that, and Rob does that.
Sure.
I think that's a good thing. Sometimes.
I laugh all day
And in
long.
The heat of battle, I think Rob would tell you about me, I'm definitely thinking what's coming up next, and sometimes I will miss. I miss more than anybody else.
Of course,
that's probably a given, and that makes it kind of charming when you guys will give your little.
Betty doesn't realize that he's such an F. Fat F.
Okay, let me play.
Dane
let me play.
Cook.
Listen. Let me continue.
Now you know how I feel in this room.
Yeah, I sat there. And I said, "All right, moving on." So it was a joke.
Sir, we all know that Oscar's a great big phony. We know that. Yeah,
send the tape. Send the tape, please.
But we played tape for you the last time, and you still lied and said it didn't happen.
Send that tape. It was a joke that nobody laughed at. I remember that. It was painful.
But that doesn't mean you guys still weren't doing.
They love the threes. That's all they do.
Okay, that's all they. That's the second one right there. That's all
they do. A lot of
they
that, though.
They love the threes.
They love
and
them.
Now here's the yes. When you download tape, you have to pick it apart. That's all they do. Yeah. That just remember. That's just if
I know
you
he's very busy,
stuff,
Mike. But
they love the threes.
When
so
someone
based
dies.
On that, based on that, no, there was no when someone dies. There was that's all they do.
They.
Rob and I come in every day and we say, who are the three celebrities that are going to? I would say it's a relatively minuscule part of the show.
When someone dies, who's next is the question.
Well, let me just speak for myself. Okay,
yes.
I think that I have. Less of an obsession with celebrity death than our friend
absolutely.
Mr. Spiewak.
But still, so. It's worthy of mentioning us by pronoun only. They.
They.
That's what they do when they do that show.
On their show.
That's right, they.
On their show, which
that's
incidentally
right.
pays me a hell of a lot more than the show I'm speaking on.
That's
Let's
right.
continue. Thank you very much.
I work on their show.
Wait a second. You don't consider it your show? Like our show?
This is our show.
Okay, we're continuing going down. Now that's the
that is the God honest truth.
And there is the I'm happy and good for your honesty. Yeah. Very happy for that. And so that was the gist of it. That was the big thing. That was the big
that
statement.
Show belongs to them.
Yes. It's specifically he was saying it's my show.
Okay,
it's my
I agree.
Show. Let's just listen. I don't want to analyze. Just yet, and I just want to say this is very painful for me.
Understood.
That's Mike's show.
Getting too deep.
No, it's true. It's Mike's show. It absolutely is Mike's show.
You said their show.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's like that's the Mike O'Mara show.
You've been working on that show that long, and that's how you view it?
And Chad, let me just say, from Mike to you, Chad, I just want to say, you understand how much it hurts. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. I don't set the table. Mike does.
It doesn't matter about setting the table. Like, if you bring us in from break, it's still our show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different dynamic. You know how that show goes, man. I love work.
Okay, there's another one. That's
that
the other
show.
The diminishing. Oh, you know that. We know what those idiots are about. Yeah,
that's it. That's a
you know,
show.
You know them. They do that. You know what those guys. Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's go. This is. Let me just get.
Well, time
this.
Was wrapping working on. I feel honored to work with them.
Look, you do what you got to do, but yeah. I think it's odd that you've been working on it as long as you have, and you don't consider it. Oh, this is our show.
I feel.
And let me stop and say, I do too. I do too. I think it's odd as well.
Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Please. I feel like I have ownership as far as the business end and how it's been developed, but I don't
but
feel.
But you're on the show. You're not a business
well,
manager.
Well, it is called the.
Thank you, Chad.
Of the Mike O'Mara
yeah,
show.
Yeah. It's look, if Mike sets the table and I could give him one or two things, but. It's not like what we talk about here, and I've said that a million times.
Yeah, but
it's no
hold
different.
On. Drab's name is not on our show. It is our show. I consider it our show. Jimmy's name wasn't on Opie and Anthony, and I consider it the three of theirs show.
Yeah, but again, it's like me going in. I'm not really into, and I've said this to Mike. Like, I try to get the references for half, and they actually laugh at it that I don't know half the things they're talking about.
Now that is true. That is extremely true. He yeah. has said that. You've
but
said
you know
that.
What? That is.
Here's the thing. But the important thing to point out here for this I'm being serious right,
all right
now with people that want to put a controversy together. That's part of Oscar's bit on our show.
That's very
is
much
that he doesn't get it.
That's why he's part of the show.
That's his persona.
Exactly.
But we will address the whole thing about whether he is a part of this or not as we continue. But that, right. I just want to point that out. That
we've talked about that on that, the air and off
we've talked about that for forever about that. I mean, it's part
well,
of
that's like this show.
They have older. Well, they have older like references, show. And we laugh at it sometimes. Yeah,
but they have older references, like. For their age.
Yes.
Like they go old.
All right. For their age. Now, Rob, I'm not offended by that.
I totally forgot
I think
that.
I would be. Chad and Oscar are mid-30s, okay?
Yes.
They're going to be 40 very, very soon. You yes. are in your early
40s. 43.
43, okay.
Right.
They are. So really, Oscar is 34 or 35?
36 now.
You're 36 yes. now.
Oh,
okay.
That's getting old. Explains a lot.
You're 5 years younger than Rob Spiewak. You listening to
well,
both of you
seven.
and chat seven. You're 7 years younger than Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to help you. Hey, Dipstick, I'm trying to help you out here. Okay, Jabba? I'm trying to get your crap together
Jabba?
For Christ's sake,
know,
my
holy
God.
Smoke.
Well, he's over there and he's going, seven. Well, I think I'll pick Mike's argument amount because I want to hop on the winning team. Jesus, you're with me, pal. Whether you want to be or not, okay?
You don't
me,
have
Mike,
to
I'm
call him
for
the Java. I'm with the long haul. But you know, math errors make me nuts.
Okay. So the thing is, there is a 7-year age. Now, you are 36, and Oscar and Chad is how old?
35.
35. Okay.
He'll be 36 in December.
7 or 8 year difference for Rob. We have called Rob an old soul, and I'm sorry for calling you Java.
That's
you
all right, Mike. I'm fat. No one's going to... No big deal.
Rob, please make me happy by saying, no problem, Orson. All right, thank you.
No, it's okay, Panette.
Thank you. So the point is that that's the youth thing that we refer to. But now me, I've got 20 years on both those guys. So that's fine. I accept that. But, you know, Rob, you're an old soul, but you're not, you know, it's not like they're dancing around you as far as the old thing. Let's continue with that.
Well, to be fair, but I'm saying if I felt like it was my show, those older references would have stopped a long time ago. Like, they just continued to do that. Like,
okay. All right. So that is now make a note of this, Rob.
I'm done.
We will be discussing the older references. Right. Okay. And,
to give a little credit, and look, I think we all understand what's going on here.
By the way, Oscar, happy Monday.
No. This is actually fun. I'll say this.
You know what, Mike? Look at the clock.
That...
Oh, that's right. Well, hold on. Before you respond, we do have to go to break. We have to break because I knew this would be,
too much. It's a two-breaker. Yeah.
Whoever put this up, I just want to say thank you. We'll take a break and come back with more. Oh, you guys got to talk about the hockey classic. We'll be right back.
Keeping that in mind, guys, remember that it is back. It is the 6th annual Charity Hockey Classic. It's Saturday, October 25th at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex in Arlington, Virginia. Beautiful place. Doors open at 11:30 a.m., and it's a great afternoon of hockey that benefits an important cause. Listen to this. It's the Children's National Healthcare System. Children's National improves the health of all children all around the world, and they never turn away a patient, whether they can pay or not. So come on out, have a blast while making a difference. You can hang with the Caps official mascot Slapshot, the Hot Red Rockers, and members of the Mike O'Mara Show, and apparently members of Big O and Dukes as well. Woo! And everyone from the More Network will be there, plus a few surprises. It's a great afternoon, and kids admitted free. All the details you need are at charityhockeyclassic.com. That's charityhockeyclassic.com. We will see you there.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, Tony Perkins here.
Hey, Gary Stein here.
On the current edition of our show, we've got comedian Chris Paul, one of the funniest human beings on the planet.
Is he funnier than us?
I think he is.
Okay, he can't be on.
Well, he's already been on. You can listen now. Also on the episode, we pay our respects to Creaky the Clown.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, he's dead. On the current episode of the Tony Perkins Show. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Yeah, Gary Stein's not that old a guy. When he laughs, he sounds like George Burns from the grave.
Gary I'm Stein kidding. Says he doesn't understand the references on this show, but he enjoys the elements.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Hey, small business owners, listen up. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. We've been with Vistaprint for a very long time, and we are so happy to be offering this incredible deal to our listeners. You heard me right. $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it easy to create a card that's right for you. Pick from tons of designs and your info, and you can get the right stuff you want to put on it, and you're on your way to a card that's perfect for you. They are fun to create. You can even upgrade to their signature stock or add fancy finishes or even raised print. Vistaprint also offers tons of other products too, from marketing materials to custom apparel, even holiday cards, calendars, and gifts. Plus, all of their products are 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. I know that for a fact. With 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99, there's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. I love Vistaprint, and you will too. Welcome back to the show. When we were going to break there, we were in the middle of this discussion about Oscar and talking about the show. And you've talked about the show on Big O and
sure.
Dukes before.
Absolutely.
It's happened.
Do it all
this
the time.
One was this was intense. Your other partner Chad was grilling you pretty good about the fact that this is not our
on
show.
My
that
end,
the Big O and Dukes show is our show, as you like to say. And this show is you're saying this show is not your show, and you were going to address that.
No, I just on my end, I think anybody that's listened to both shows. Would see my point of view, and I was actually shocked that Chad questioned it because, we've been working together for so long that and I don't know if I addressed this during the actual Big O and Dukes program, but I remember thinking I said when I even left the show I said it is Mike's show and it's called the Mike O'Mara Show because I never really thought about it that much, and I don't diminish the fact that it's less or more important to me if it's your show or our show, but. You're the cornerstone to this program, and this program wouldn't exist the way it does unless you were there. You set the table for 25 years with Don, and then launched the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, that's not making me feel any better. Let's go continue with the tape.
The tape will make you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Dick? I'll say that once in a while, but it's really, that's their shtick. That's what their audience loves. And I love being part of it.
But you do say that.
That's what they're on. I don't think, and on a serious note with this, when you're talking about that, I think that when you say it's my show, I can understand where that comes from. When you can say the references are all that you don't get, I can understand that. But that's when you say that's what their audience loves. It is your audience, too. There are people that love what we do that will. And listen, if you go on social networking and you read about references to people, Oscar, you are included in this maybe even more so than Rob and I on most weekends. You'll hear references.
It's so tough. So you've known me since even before we started. I've never been one to race to get credit. I've never said me.
That is true.
I
will give that to you. Absolutely.
So I guess I never look for that and say, okay, this is whose is it? Who owns it?
And it's tough to exist in two worlds. It is. There is always been a dynamic between the Big O and Duke show and this show that I am probably partially, if not, you know, largely responsible for, where, you know, you've got there's a little bit of a rivalry there, probably.
Mike,
a little
you
bit
put
of
us
a,
on
you know,
your network when you're on maybe 34 well, different cities across America.
Because even with Chad staying on the sports station when I left, and even with everything that's gone on and a very difficult time that we had, there was always, and I want everybody to hear this and hear me loudly and hear me clearly. There was a true respect level that both Oscar Santana and Chad Dukes gave me when we worked together at the radio station, when we met for the very first time. I remember it. It was at my restaurant. I remember that. Do not play the failed restaurant.
Oh, yeah, my
I remember that.
Move,
I saw you. I saw you lunge. I saw you
such
lean.
A lie. That's
I saw
such
you lean.
A lie.
There's always been that, and I think that is something that has kept things where they should be. And believe me, in this wonderful business, even on our circus clown level of show business, it could have gone the other direction. But so that's what kind of kept things together. So I understand. And what you say about not going out and looking for that credit is true. Let's play a little more of this.
I do say that, absolutely. Like, I'll tell Rob, I was like, can we get something new, a new open? Or something like that, and he'll work on it. We all work together. Don't get me wrong. I feel like I'm part of the show, but it's really...
Okay, Rob, would you like to address that at all?
No, I think Oscar's given up on me, but I do think that he still wants the overall show to be new. No.
I've asked you for newer opens, fresher opens.
No, and we've had conversations about that. We do that. And
he just played
something. No, wait, hold on. Don't blow by it.
No, but
what
troubles me...
He's asked me for new opens, and we do that. No, we don't do that at all.
Today he has a new open.
When new opens, fresh opens avail themselves that suit what I think suit this show, they do it. And this is an example. Yeah. Today's open was from Saturday Night Live this weekend because I knew it was a hand-in-glove fit for this show. But I'm not going to try to shoehorn some modern stand-up comic in that doesn't work. I'm going to go back and I'll play something.
You know, I understand that, and but that sounds so old. I'm not gonna shoehorn some newfangled comedian who wants to come in and flash his little peacock feathers while he's trying to get laid. I'm not gonna do that for
Christopher Rock. Who?
Christopher Rock. We're not going to play any of the Christopher Rock and roll opens, but if something fits, we will, and we'll keep it as fresh as possible. The thing that troubles me about all of this is that, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, Mike is the cornerstone. It is the Mike O'Mara show.
It is.
But you have brought so much to the table, content and also attitude and even construction of the show-wise. It troubles me to think that you don't feel that you are a part of it, a huge part of it.
I mentioned that I'm a part of it at the beginning. I say I'm part of the business end and the structure of the show.
But so much more than that, I think.
But on again...
Well, to be honest with you, let me stop you right there. You don't come into the room on a Monday. It's not the same product. When we made the dramatic changes, you shouldn't be flattered. It's the truth. I'm not stating anything to make you feel good. I'm telling the way it works.
Yep.
And yes, I do set it up. And yes, it does have my name. And by the way, my name is on the show for one reason and one reason only. It's the branding and the fact that name
it's
was
the most
on
famous
48 markets. And that's why we keep the name. Right. And that's the only reason, really. If there was if we could create a different name that would market this to more people, we would do that.
Well,
I don't say,
there was one other reason is that we already had dudes saying Mike O'Mara.
No, but from my standpoint, if either one of you guys is not here, and we do the shows with you two together, me and Rob together, me and Oscar together, we do that period, it's never the same, and it's certainly not as much fun. And it's not, and the dynamic is always always the same. And I think the one criticism I would have of you is I think you do need to remind yourself of that. I think you should be aware of that dynamic and not diminish that, because I know it might feel that way, but it's not the way the guy in the black shirt feels, and it's not the way the guy in the orange shirt feels. We feel that way strongly. I'm not hurt by what you said because I completely relate to it.
But you also know my attitude that, like, for example, when we talk about the studio, right?
Okay.
I never beat my chest and say, look what I did. I said it was a team effort. Anything well, we talk about is team effort.
Let's take a break and we'll talk about that. How much, because we all beat our chest, just in a different way. We'll take a break and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. So I will start. We've been doing Sleep Number spots on this show for a very long period of time.
Right.
And I will, you know, my wife has kept hers at an 85, which I've always said, honey, that's too firm for you. You don't need it. You should play with it. And Carly gets very set in her ways, and she likes her 85. She likes her Sleep Number setting, and she just stays with that, and I'm fine. And the bottom line is I don't want to appear too selfish, but I'm in love with my Sleep Number bed, and I literally sing the praises of it all the time. And so when Carla made her joke last night that her Sleep Number setting was now a 6, and then she smirked, and I said, 6? And she said, yes, 6 glasses of wine. I was very offended by that joke, okay? It was not funny, and I don't want to hear it. How dare she?
I love when she does shtick.
Yes, it's always nice. Every Sleep Number bed, it's constant in my life. It's available with Sleep IQ technology that uses sensors with the dual air system in the bed to track and optimize your sleep. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep. It couldn't be any easier. I have never slept better in my life. You know that. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carlos is an 85. You can't afford another restless night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. Right now, listen to this. During their Columbus Day sale, hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Save $400 on the most popular Sleep Number bed, the lowest price ever. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Okay, we are having a
Columbus Day.
Probably too good a time today with Oscar and his comments about
it is, and fun is the best thing to have.
So we were talking to Oscar, and I think you know what we're saying is at least I think both of us feel
this
way.
Can I ask Rob a question?
I asked the same question of Drab.
I asked the same question of our producer on Big O News. I said, "Whose show is it?" And he said.
Does Drab feel that it's ours?
And I
would ask Drab a more broad question. Do you ever feel like even part of the human race? And you probably say, I don't feel like it's mine.
And he said,
it's our race.
He answered, he said, it's your guy's show. It's Big O and Dukes. Mm-hmm.
Your guys's, and I wanted to stab my computer. But that's okay.
But he said that, and I didn't prompt him for that. He could have gone any other way. Rob, whose show do you feel this is?
I feel, honestly, it is our show, the three of ours.
Okay.
I do. And I think we all, and the reason I say that, it has, if you take the fact that Mike mentioned the branding, if you take his name off the show. The show is not the name.
At the root of it, who's the final decider? Who sets the
table? Well, that's different. Oscar, that's the thing. That's different. And I felt the exact same way on the old Don and Mike show. Don would come in and set the table. He was the table setter. And
that's how I categorize whose show it is.
But you know what? The name of the show is not the show, though. I mean, the name of the show and the branding of the show is one thing. But if you look at the show, here's what I feel. I feel that I know that no matter what, every day when the three of us come in and we convene, we're all doing 100% to make it the best show possible.
Now, there was another caveat here.
Okay.
Could you do it? Well, to be fair, would it be the Mike O'Mara show without Mike O'Mara?
No.
Okay. And I think Chad had this reference on the program.
I think more than anything else, you're talking about an issue of time. You're talking about an issue of time. I have said, and I mean it, that I do not want to put some gold cougarans in the bank and end my run by going, look at that stack, it got bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do, and I mean it, and you could believe it or not, that I want to see. I would love to see, because you guys, I got 10 years on Rob, and I've got
19.
20 years. I've got 20 years on you, 19. And I'd love after, you know, the time will come, because I'm not going to be Bob Hope. I'm not going to do that. they're going to have to carry me out of here. And that's not really for a very long time. And that is a blessing to me feel that way.
God willing.
If I have a health week like I had last week. But that's, I mean that. If I was ready to say, hey, thanks, and say you brought another piece of the puzzle in, you know, maybe when that time was coming, we brought a fourth wheel in. It is just to keep a three-person dynamic in there, three-man booth. I think the three-man booth we just...
Pony, pony,
No!
Not going to run the whole thing. Michael, this is too deep a conversation to run the whole thing.
Super flattered. I could see that happening, and I do see that in the long run. I guess in my – so I always look at whose show is it in the old school reference. I don't look at brand. I look at the entire deal. When I used to listen to Don and Mike, I thought it was Don and Mike's show, right?
Right.
And then Don used to say, it's my show. He'd always say, my. And I was like, that's weird. And I remember Chad and I off air, and I think during that show, he brings that up. And I said, I haven't thought about that in years. Mm-hmm. And when Don would say, my, I was like, oh, I didn't know. And I was kind of like a casual guy who would listen. I didn't really get in depth. And then I'd go on to the Don and Mike website because because you guys would reference it. And they would say, team leader, Don Geronimo. And then I would say, you guys. And I was like, who the F writes team leader?
Well, the fact is that.
That was strange.
That happened, and, you know, that's the way he looked at it, and I looked at it as I always took ownership of that show. I always did. I always took ownership of the show. I took pride in that show. The wins that we had were our wins. I knew that. I didn't need to be labeled but I also know that Don's contribution to the show was setting the table. It's a huge part of the show. And, you know, directing where the show would go. That's what he did. My thing, I come in. You know what my prime directive was? Don and I had these conversations. Be funny. That's what he used to always say to me. Be funny. I had the luxury of a guy that would set the table and do what I do on the Mike O'Mara show. And then I could just sit there and hunt and peck. Rob will tell you that when we're doing the show. Rob does the same thing right now with me. It's a fun job. It's a lot of fun to do.
In my eyes, if you went to the Mike O'Mara show website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, of course, and there was a schematic that was set up that showed like a depth chart of leadership. Mm-hmm. If your face was under team leader, I'd be totally cool with that because that's what you do. You set the table, man, and then you dictate what we do on the program.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could analyze collaborative efforts forever.
Right.
And I have worked collaboratively on air and off air for most of my life. Sometimes it's caused me more pain than I wanted. Other times I've done it, but it's the only way I know how to work, and it's the only way I like how to work. I like that. And collaborative working is what I enjoy, what I will always enjoy, and I have no interest in doing it in a different way. I don't, and that's the way I feel about it. And as far as I think it needs to be said, the value that I place on Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and their contributions is value I put in a dollar sign.
You do.
And everyone should know that every nickel that we make on the Mike O'Mara show,
we
split. Yeah. And that's I'm not getting more, and maybe a little more. But the fact is,
I've seen the receipts.
Oscar and I really value.
But I'm supposed to be getting a little bit more. I got to talk to Andrew about that.
I mean, joke if you will, but that, you know, Oscar and I, we've earned our 10%. And
okay, let's continue because
Can I throw one thing in before
you? Yes, go right ahead because then I have to play probably the most hurtful thing of all.
When you said Oscar, you know, if Mike was off, would it still be the Mike O'Mara show? Let me offer this.
Yeah.
On Friday, about the second half of the show, because of technical difficulties, Mike stepped out and we finished the show together.
We can step in anytime. And
but keep in mind when you and I do the show and it's
we
just
do a great show, but it would be like the Rob and Oscar show. Though.
No, but I.
But
still
also when that happens, but hold on, when that happens and really. In fairness, when I used to do that with Don, I was completely, it was a different dynamic. You know, as far as coming to the party, both Rob and myself, we know this. We weren't necessarily given the love and support to do that successfully. You guys, that's different. But when I do step away, you know, I get comments about the show. I don't get anything about, oh, Mike wasn't there and this was there. I think so. That's a testament to the way we do the show.
But I think that when we do it, and it was not a planned thing, it was a spur of the moment thing. When you and I had to step in, I think what we still did was still
represent
the Mike O'Mara
show
because that is the flavor of the show. And so I have to sort of distance myself from what I said earlier because I think that when Mike is not here, I think it is still the Mike O'Mara show because, again, whether or not he's here, the name Mike O'Mara show indicates the show and not necessarily whether
That's
or not
fair.
Mike is here.
Okay.
And also, one of the things
I wanted to add on
thank
to what
you
I
for
said.
Clarifying.
Okay.
Let me add one other thing to that when we're talking about a dynamic, dynamics change. All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always, if you're not doing that, you might as well not even do it. Now, they might go on for years and years. There might be things that we tweak. There might be things that we change. But it's always nice to, yeah, another person will come into the room. Something else will happen on the show.
A newsman
it's constantly
will leave.
It's, that's right. What's that? I missed that. What was that?
Newsmen leave. Newsmen come back. Leave. Newsmen leave again. Leave.
Yeah. But really, let's continue and listen to the tape, and we'll wrap this up shortly. Okay.
It's Mike's show if it's anybody's show, and I'm blessed to be a part of that enterprise. God bless them. Thank you.
What do you think, Grab? Like about do you consider yourself this is our show? No, but I'm not a host on this show. I always
that's
this,
weird.
This is your guys' show, and I'm
Drab. Guys, don't say your guys'. All right.
Like Oscar said, I'm lucky to be a part of it, but I'm not a host. If I was a host, and not producer then and I worked on the show for years, and I would probably
if I walked in there and I hadn't listened to Mike for all those years beforehand, maybe it would be a different dynamic, but I still feel like it's Mike's show.
You put that show together. I mean, Mike has the name and he brought the audience
and he gives
in,
me the credit for it. He does,
right? So yeah, but you brought the show onto the air.
I think if there's a different dynamic, because I used to listen to him so much, I'm always going to feel like it's his show.
And let me stop it right there and say, Mr. Santana, tear down that wall. Thank
That's
you.
True,
That's
though.
All I wanted to
it
say.
Feel that
like
way. I'm always going to feel like.
Yes. Okay. Let me continue.
Like this is our show. Like we created it together.
If you keep doing it for like another 10 years, are you still going to consider it? It's not your partly your show.
That might change in the long run, but our relationship, Mike and I's relationship, has gotten stronger and better. I mean, I'm going to be one of his.
That's why I don't think it's
Godfather.
Okay, that's the part I wanted to stop right now. What is that about? What is that about? What is that about? You made a reference to the Godfather thing, and then Chad said, see, that's why I don't think. What is Chad's theory about that? What is the fact that I'm bringing
you don't have
you guys
the I think he says it on the tape.
I didn't hear it.
Oh,
it
no, okay, okay. He
what
said.
What is this? What is it? Share it with said, me because I'm paranoid about this.
He said that the fact that he invited invited Rob and myself, and I invited two guys to be godfathers, that's basically a non-invite. Like he said that if he was in his shoes, and I'm paraphrasing, that he'd say, look, man, it's either Rob or me. You have to decide.
Oh. All right.
That's
oh,
what he
bummer.
Said.
Right. Okay.
That's
to
what
be
said.
Honest, I wish it was thicker.
No, well, that's
the
only reason I
invited. And if you know, that's the true, reason, Mike, I know who you would have chosen, so it's
no,
good.
No, no, no. The only reason I chose the two of you is that I think it's supposed to be two people.
It I is. Think. It's usually a couple. It's usually
I could
a couple.
Be, I could
a hetero
be
couple.
Oh, but you don't want Carrie anywhere near your child.
Well, no, Carrie's shared so much hate with me over the years that I just didn't feel
he
comfortable.
Says,
so that's what, no, I didn't, the only reason it was the two of you guys is because, and I'm not trying to diminish this, but here goes, I didn't have anybody else. I
did that.
I didn't know where to go.
I said, it's not going to be Jimmy. Jimmy's not going to be alive by then.
I don't know.
Happy birthday, by the way, Mr. Cerrito.
Happy birthday. And incidentally, and wonderful, wonderful subtle troll that you did for that, Jimmy, with, I made it. Thanks, Jimmy. Here they come. Yep. Yes, just in
and
case.
And by the
everybody...
way, since it's been over for like 10
that's
days.
Why I didn't put a greeting on his page.
I think he's starting to troll for Wings again. Isn't he doing that again?
Well, by the way. Is there a wing contest surrounding Jimmy's place?
All the time.
365 days a year. I thought he just got done in the spring doing the wing thing.
There is one bye week, and then it starts up again.
There are seasons, Mike, seasons.
That's right. Like birthday season, wing season.
So tell really, seriously,
yes.
Chad, that I did that, you guys, as far as what we, and this is from my heart, what we have gone through together. Not just with radio, but with this show,
yes,
where we've all hung in there, and you know, the peace that both of you guys have given me as far as the help and just everybody taking certain ownership and responsibilities has made my life better. That's the only nice thing I'm going to say.
Oh,
I'm
thank you.
Very hurt by
the rest for the rest of the year,
but maybe in a couple of years that'll change. But that's I'm being honest with you guys. Like, that's the way I feel. Like, it's his program, and I'm super lucky to be a part of it.
Do you think Mike considered it Don's show?
Let me stop there. I can answer that question. I took ownership of the Don and Mike show. I loved getting the benefits from it. There would be articles written where they would say Don is the alpha male. I I was referred to as the sidekick often. It never felt good because I knew that my contribution to the show was extremely valuable. And
your name's
I
on
knew
the marquee.
That my name was on the marquee. And also, you know, when it came time for our paychecks, Don made a little bit more money than I did, but not a lot. And we were always very cool with each other on that. That's something people may know, they might not know. But the fact is, it was really, really terrific. But Don was in this business for a gazillion years before I was, on a high level, on a major market level. And I came in, much like you came into this show,
yeah.
And you listened to that. But you, as far as the way I perceive you, you had your own show. And
yeah.
You were a radio personality. And you'd done it. So I approached you maybe even differently than Don approached me.
Appreciate that.
With that. But, yeah, ultimately, as far as is somewhere floating around in the recesses of my mind, I might have thought of it always as Don's show because it was. Mm-hmm. It was. He called the shots when the microphones were open most of the time. I didn't call the shots. And so I can understand how that works. But, you know, it's really it comes down to semantics. And, you know, the issues. And sometimes when it is in a dynamic of a collaboration, when someone is doing a show and you're listening to the other guy talk about the majority of the time on the show what's important to him and what affects him, that's tough. That's tough. Mm-hmm. You're enhancing that. My job was to enhance a lot of the stuff that Don would bring to the table. And then when I would have my spotlight, Don's job was to enhance my character voices or my stories. And it's a mutual situation.
Yeah.
And when you start putting labels on it, and I will say when Don did that, it probably feelings were hurt because it really didn't matter who knew. You know, the show was the show. Just like when you say that, it doesn't really matter.
Nah.
The fact is the show is different without you here. And I think, yeah. As I said before, I stand by what I said to you. My only criticism of that is to break down that wall and really understand that. And remember that it's also a changing dynamic all the time.
Okay.
I don't want this show to flatline. I don't freak out. If Rob Spiewak or Oscar Santana walks in on a Monday morning and say, you'll never believe what happened to me. Have I ever said, you know, no?
No.
No, you lick your lips. You do this.
Yeah,
you're
fun.
Ready to go.
And,
yeah.
And that's the way. Let's wrap this
pants.
Up and let's.
He tees his pants on.
No.
I wish I knew the listener's name that contacted me.
I don't know. That's a great question, though.
Don would always say it was his show.
Yeah, I remember that. It was awkward listening to
that. It was awkward.
I'd sit there and be like, oh, man. Isn't it yours and Mike's?
Don
and Mike.
I'm surprised at both of you, honestly. I'm surprised at both of you that you look at it that way.
The honest answers.
No, I'm not even that it's wrong. I'm just I don't know how I'd feel. I don't know if I ever worked on something as long as you worked on that show that you still viewed it that way. It's strange.
Like thank you very much. It is strange, and it will always be strange. It will always be strange. That's
look. I have been enlightened. I will.
Yeah,
I will
think
tell
you have.
That. Yeah.
You, and that's another thing that you and I, you know, I moved after when we had our little tiff.
You gotta let it go.
And you
You're
talked about
here.
You talked about the fact that I would call you and talk about that.
You never called, which is great.
And I never called.
Hey, listen.
But I think really when you talk about, we are all in this business of show. We are all sensitive people that we do this just like movie stars, just like, even though we're circus clowns, we do this because we're reaching out and we're saying, please somebody like
me.
All this crap is related to that. And it's important to acknowledge what people need to do what they do. And to be honest, I think you need less of it off air than probably I do, and that's why I call and say, is everything all right? Is everything okay? Because I have this persona when the microphones are open, people might think, you guys might think, that I don't require it a lot of times. Rob probably gets it a little bit more because he's been with me a longer period of time, and he understands how I work, and I think that I always have to be mindful of supporting you guys more because I tend to we'll forget and we
yeah,
it's, but,
it's true.
But really,
when you're the boss though, and anybody that has any sort of management position, whether it be in this business or any other business, mm-hmm. it's really a thankless job because everybody looks to you to never have a misstep, to never have a bad day because you're leading, and when you're the leader,
you're supposed to be stronger than everybody else.
And also, you know, I think that we, all three of us, take for granted that we are three people that do work very hard in all of our arenas, and we expect it from each other.
There are no questions, and there is very little room for error between the three of us.
That's true. It's very, very true. Little room. Very true.
Well, when you come down here,
I know
here,
exactly how much I can get away with.
Just so you know, one thing has changed, because you know I do believe in punishing, and when I pick Oscar up at the airport Saturday morning, I'm taking him right to his hotel. I'll be driving to Fort Lauderdale by myself.
I think that's a good idea.
Thank God.
No, to be honest with you, I'm doing that for him.
And Oscar will say, do you think of this as your car or our car?
No, to be honest, I also know the Big O Dukes. Part of my research involved, I know they're doing a shindig on Halloween.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that to him. I'm going to let him sleep for the rest of the day.
I was going to stay up all night and just go straight to the airport.
Good plan.
In my costume.
You're completely covered. With all that we've gone through, it would be a little awkward. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. At home,
tight. Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Question, who's going to write your eulogy? Who do you have planned out for that? It's got to be Mike O'Mara.
I would want Mike to speak.
Do you think he could do it without weeping?
Do it without weeping? Could he do it without cheering? I think he'll be okay.
I think he'll be okay.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know it. I know it. The time to buy insurance is now.
Yes, right now.
And don't worry, because Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Encore does the work. You don't have to. It's free. There's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. Just call 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote, or visit smartterm.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com.
News.
Four new films couldn't catch Gone Girl at theaters this weekend. I will have to give you my review of Gone Girl tomorrow. Mrs. O'Mara and I enjoyed a wonderful theatrical experience and big fun. Really, really a lot of fun. I'm hesitating to get to the end. I won't do that. And I won't do it tomorrow either, because I don't want to do a spoiler.
You know what I heard without a spoiler alert? All the brouhaha about the nudity is that it's done in such a way that you're distracted from it and you might not even see it. Would you say that is true?
In my case, at 1,000%.
Yeah.
I was so caught up with the actual storyline that when the moment came, you know, if it had been a boring movie, that would have been different, you know? So,
yes, exactly.
It was interesting. The Fox thriller starring Ben Affleck as the man whose wife goes missing is poised to top the box office for a second week, $26.8 million. Dracula Untold, second place with $23.4 million. The Disney family, Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, 19.1, and ladies and gentlemen, claiming fourth place.
Yes.
In its second week of release.
Yes.
With $16.3
yes.
million dollars in chicken wing stain ticket sales. Yes.
Annabelle!
Terrifying.
Movie. Thank to the lady who said Annabelle was scary. Thanks for letting me know that it was scary, lady.
Terrifying.
I love seeing a post on Facebook that says, Annabelle was scary. Rob Stewart, Mike O'Mara. I tagged you in this post so you know about scary movies.
I showed you Annabelle was so scary, scary movie.
Annabelle. I like to die.
Right. Amanda Bynes is under the care of professionals yet again. She's reportedly been placed on an involuntary psychiatric hold.
Oh, dear.
But boy, you know what? There are a lot of things. I'd rather take the car off the bridge than be put on an involuntary psychiatric hold. That's tough.
We live tweeted on Friday after we took over the show.
Yeah.
Where we were going through minute by minute, reading her tweets as she was going through her breakdown.
Yeah.
And at the end, when she said that her father had sexually
molested her,
alleged that, I said, there's no way this happened. This lady's crazy. And then not 4 hours later, she tweeted that a microchip made her do all the things that she did.
Yes. So sad. So sad.
And then they put her on a plane.
That's right. Yeah. So long, baby.
You know, Do you think collectively, I know I would, that you know, if something happened, we'd all kind of be, I mean, there's nothing we can do. I mean, this is an individual. We're not even family members. We're not friends. But ultimately, you know, we sit there and we kind of chuckle.
Everyone
and laugh
says
and
they
stuff.
They can do certain things. Like if you have somebody that's dealing with drug abuse, you say, I put them in a van, take them to Mexico.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to do until you're in that situation.
And also, absolutely. You know what? It seems very, like very to her, she's acted out a little bit, but so much of her stuff seems to be mental issues.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, tweeting to me is a physical thing, but I mean,
yeah.
She's thinking these thoughts.
And well, she's got, really she's got some problems. That.
Yeah, alleged child abuse. That's a big allegation.
It is, really. Mm-hmm. In a recent Vanity Fair interview, Jennifer Lawrence admitted that she'd like to slice herself off a piece of Larry David.
What?
Pretty good.
Nah.
She said, quote, I'm in love with him. And I have been for a really long time. I worship Woody Allen, but I don't feel it below the belt the way I do for Larry David. That's got to feel great for Larry David.
Well, yeah, but you know, if, no, she's with Ben Affleck still, right?
Who? No, you mean Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. I was thinking Jennifer
she's
Garner.
With Chris
forgive me.
No. She's with Chris Martin from Coldplay.
So that's got to make Chris Martin feel like, okay, so if it's not me, it's this guy. How does that make him feel?
At an event in New York this weekend, Larry David had a chance to respond, and he said the timing is unfortunate, quote, smart kid. It's a shame that I'm about 40 years older than she is. I don't think I could do it. On one hand, it's very flattering. On another hand, it's kind of a shame in terms of timing. And I had fun watching it on a reality show, though. So that's Larry David. So that's got to feel pretty good,
for him.
The old man.
Good for him. And he's not. He no longer over needs the toupee.
Over the telephone, in jail, and online, a new digital bounty is being harvested. Oscar, I don't know if you guys have touched on this on Tech 411. Businesses and governments around the world increasingly are turning to voice biometrics or voice prints pay pensions, collect taxes, track criminals, and replace passwords.
Oh, I thought digital bounty was the newest thing in paper towels.
No, we... a guy named Mike Goldgoff
just killed Pony. Slaying him.
He loves that.
Why are you making fun of me?
Yeah,
Rob?
Why are you making fun? That's your best audience.
Yeah, because the joke sucked and you really liked it.
You're
I don't know.
Dick.
I'm all conflicted now.
Pony, I'm
Pony, do
side.
You feel that this show is your show?
I certainly do, Mike.
Attaboy. Good answer. Mike Goldgoff says
wait, just quickly, just humor me. Will you stand in front of that camera real quick if you don't mind, Pony?
I certainly will not.
Please.
Well, because I haven't seen him
the
today.
Camera. No,
I haven't seen him at all today.
Back up a little bit. No, no, turn around. Turn around. Back up.
That's right.
Do you see what he's wearing?
Ah!
Pony is wearing a Big O and Dukes t-shirt.
The world's
fire
smallest.
That man.
The world's smallest Big O and Dukes t-shirt. I'm wondering, was it hard getting it off the action figure?
Oh, my God.
Because that thing is tiny. It's like something you put on a pencil so you lose your grip.
It says here, the general feeling is that voice biometrics will be the de facto standard in the next 2 to 3 years. In the U.S., law enforcement officials use the technology to monitor inmates and track offenders who have been paroled.
Wow.
You know, since the identification technology of the... Yeah, it is creepy for me. I don't like it at all.
What's your password?
Here's some fun facts, boys. Everyone, one of 9 Americans has worked in a convenience store. Does that
1 in 9?
Yeah, that
does CVS count? I worked in college at CVS.
Not
for
a convenience store. That's
a
drugstore. Store. No,
that doesn't make sense.
Seems high
stocking.
To me.
Number Dude. 2, there are still 21 U.S. states where it's legal for teachers to use corporal punishment on students, that where they can hit them. I have no idea. The 21 states you can do that.
Wow.
The most lopsided.
Do you hit them for working in a convenience store?
The most lopsided game in college football history was in 1916. Georgia Tech won 222-0 over a school from Tennessee called Cumberland College.
You know what? The weird thing a lot of people don't know is all those points were scored 111 safeties. It was the weirdest game.
Very exciting.
Very odd.
Number 4, sloths only poop once a week.
Hey, I'm a sloth.
Well, hey, let me see. And that sloth's address is Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you very much. And the reason I put this list up, only one, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Barker is 1/8 Native American and grew up on a Sioux reservation in South Dakota. So that's the only real reason I put this list on there.
That is one.
Well, what do we have here? A beautiful headdress. That's delightful. Thank you, Sitting Bull.
Let's go hunt
buffalo on The Price is Right. Let's take some buffalo.
Thank I wonder you. If we got any casino money.
That's it. It's a brand new buffalo, Bob. Yeah. Hey, let's play Plinko.
Anyway, so that's the whole reason I put that in there.
I like
a new survey asked both men and women which sports make the other sex look the sexiest and least sexy. Men say the sexiest sport women can play is beach volleyball. Pretty obvious.
True.
I would think.
True.
The least sexy, bodybuilding, shot putting, and boxing. I'm surprised with the boxing one because I would think those guys are in such great shape that, but it's the blood. And
I
all
bet
that
there's a segment of them that enjoys too the boxing a lot. Violence. Yeah.
Women say the sexiest sport men can play is soccer. What do you think of that, Oscar? Do you guys get to? Do you get the ladies coming to your games on Sunday mornings?
Some,
do you do that?
Some guys' wives come out once in a while. That's about it.
Yeah. That's it? No soccer
it's
groupies
9 in the
on the side?
On Sunday. Anybody that's worth looking at is probably hungover in a ditch somewhere.
In a ditch, really?
Well, you know.
Women that's say nice. the least sexy are boxing, bodybuilding, and shooting, not to mention theater arts.
Hey!
And now a little something. 72-year-old Shirley Irvin of Enon Valley, Pennsylvania, was at the maternity ward at a hospital waiting for her twin grandkids to be born. Her grandson is their father. Carol Alberts was also at the maternity ward. Her great-granddaughter is the twins' mother. And while they waited, Carol told her daughter she was worried about her new great-grandchildren. Well, Shirley overheard that, and for whatever reason, she thought Carol was being disrespectful. They started arguing. Then Shirley took a swing at Carol and hit her in the boobs. Carol's daughter stepped in, and Shirley punched her in the head, which knocked out her hearing aid. I don't know if it was like, oh, those kids aren't going to do well with that. They're too young. Who knows what
right,
was said.
Sure.
All three women were kicked out of the maternity ward, and Shirley was arrested for simple assault and harassment. I heard later on the peace was made, and they all went out to see the movie Annabelle. There are only two ways you can deliver that. You can either go, they all went out to see Annabelle, or they all went out to see the movie Annabelle. Yes. Extra popcorn, please.
I can't hear anything. You knocked down my hearing aid.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We know Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there!
Friggin' rocks. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
Here's a fact. Horse racing is the only legal way to gamble online in the United States, and DerbyJackpot.com is the way to do it. DerbyJackpot.com is the easiest way to bet on live horse races online and from your mobile phone. It's legal in 37 states, and it's totally safe. You bet on real horse races, not animated, not man-made. It's real easy. Put your bet down, and then they kick you right to the racetrack, and you get to see the real video,
so cool.
Real-time video of the horse races. It's really a lot of fun. And the idea of doing that in the privacy of your own home is so much fun. You know, a lot of people will sit there and they will play video games and they will waste their time. Do something that might put a little change in your pocket.
Yeah.
You could have fun. Real races from all around the world. They start every 5 minutes. The action is nonstop. Bet as little as a dime or as much as 10 grand. 10 grand. Well, Mr. Big Shot.
Hey.
Derby Jackpot paid out over $5 million last year. One guy had a start bet of $1 and won 11 grand. Sign up is free, and you can get easy tutorials at derbyjackpot.com. Go to derbyjackpot.com, enter the promo code TMOS on the second page, and you'll get $20 free with your first deposit. You could be like that guy that won $11,000.
Oh, yeah.
$11,405 to be exact. You can lay down a dollar. That's $21 bets where you could win that kind of money.
Yes.
Remember, derbyjackpot.com and enter the code TMOS on the second page to get your $20 with your first deposit and start betting. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Monday, October 13th, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
And I just want to offer some advice if you ever are unlucky enough to go to court. Now, I know that everyone in this room, none of us have ever broken a law. None of us have ever had to face a court. No, you face a judge.
Culpable, no culpable.
Hello, judge.
What you need to do is keep your mouth shut. And this tape goes back a few years, but Mike, it's sort of a nearby tape for you. It's in Broward County. And the guy calls the judge a word that is not a good thing to call a judge.
Oh.
Calls him, you know what a rooster says every morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. But I want you to listen to the way the judge handles it. And this guy just shut your mouth.
You're going to be held no bond, sir, until further order of the court. Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. That's the truth. You're not going anywhere. That's the truth. All right, thanks. All right, Suzanne Walt.
My charger was battery.
Oh, wow, I know, man. But that's the way life is. What did he say? Whoa. Hey, bring that guy back. Yeah, I want him back right now. So what did you just say when you walked away?
I called you a because you're...
Did you?
Charges I had yesterday.
Okay, sir, this court is inclined to hold you in contempt of court, and I want to know from you, give me a reason why I should not hold you in contempt of court.
I don't see a reason why you shouldn't be, because there's not a reason this should be here.
Okay, sir, I find you in contempt of court for using that type of language with the court you just used, and before I pass sentence on you, I'm going to ask you if you have anything to say before I pass sentence.
Wouldn't this be a great time for him to be quiet?
Or, this how about, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love this. You know what it's like? I've always said this about little kids. Little kids, ultimately, and I'm not talking about corporal punishment.
Right.
And I'm not talking about, hurting your children. But children love structure.
They do.
And
they
discipline. Crave
it. Yeah, they do.
The reason we're all responding to this so positively is because we like it, too. Yeah. Let's listen. This
all
is
right,
fun.
Here he goes. Okay.
I apologize. I was out of line. I'm just upset because this is not what I was charged with yesterday.
Okay,
sir. I was
charged
with a battery.
I accept your apology, and I will sentence you to 60 days in the Broward County Jail. Thank you.
Can I take the back in?
All right, sir. Hold it. Come on back. Come on back, sir.
Oh, no.
Sir, I'm inclined to hold you in contempt of court again. Would you like to tell me why I should not hold you in contempt of court for the last thing you just said?
I asked if you're allowed to do that for me.
All right, sir. I find you in contempt of court for the second time you said that. Do you have anything else you'd like to say in mitigation of the second sentence I'm about to hand down?
I was just asking my attorney if he can do that.
Yeah, it was really, really valid for him to use that horrible word.
So that's where the tape ends. Did he tack on more?
120 days. He got in jail.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
120 days. And a tip of the Michael Mara Show had to Cappy Pfeiffer, who found that tape and sent it in.
Thanks, Cappy.
I watched it three times.
That's awesome.
Remember when I said they're reinventing Shia LaBeouf? I predicted this last week. There have been several positive spins come out.
Right.
He did the Ellen Show. And it continues.
I went through like an existential crisis, which turned into some kind of like exploration, really.
What got you out of that behavior, that pattern?
Jail.
Huh?
100%. Jail is quite scary.
Did you go to jail?
Yeah, I was in jail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, for how long?
It felt like forever. I think 24 hours, 25 hours.
Wow. Well, that's long enough to know you don't want to be in jail.
Yeah, it was no good.
Yeah. Was that your first time?
No.
Oh.
No. But this is the worst time. I mean, I really went all the way with it. They put a Hannibal mask on me and a lead jacket, and it was just really rough.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very scary.
You must have done something very, very bad.
Yeah, I spit on a cop. It's a no-no.
Oh. So I think that they are slowly exposing us to Shia LaBeouf as a more likable guy.
He still
I think
well,
trying
sounds
to
like
reinvent
a
him.
Jerk though. He sounds so like a jerk. Matter of fact.
Yeah. But do you? But don't you find you root for him a little bit to
oh,
hope
of course.
He maybe gets his act together?
I gotta see Transformers
know?
4.
Yeah, you know what that is. We got both sides of the coin there. You can't call a judge a c word, and
right.
spitting on a judge is a no-no.
Can't do it.
This
no
is
way.
Your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about Rob going to the Renaissance
yes.
Festival, and we'll also talk about that movie Gone Girl. Have you gotten a chance to see it yet, Oscar?
I have not. I will. I promise you.
I will give you my review tomorrow without a spoiler. And, oh, by the way, thanks to our aforementioned Mr. Oscar Santana for helping me out with the technical issues on the show
my
on
pleasure.
Sunday. So how much
Team
he's
effort.
Not involved with this
Team
show.
Effort.
He comes into work on Sunday. You know what I mean?
He sounds pretty good, Mike. Good job,
That's
everybody.
Right. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, our tickets are still on sale. And like every time we do a second show in the same location, it requires more diligence on you, the listeners. Call this number. Bring those ticket sales up for us. 800-648-5010. Okay? Get your tickets today.
Do it.
800-648-5010. And don't forget, some of you are going to get a chance to go backstage just for buying a ticket. Hang out with us.
Right
I will see you next time. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Columbus Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.